Hello, and welcome to Medium Cool, a movie podcast. I'm your host, Austin Glidden, and as always, you can find us on social media by searching Medium Cool Pod on Instagram. And I'm bringing back Facebook and X, which I will forever call Twitter. Fuck Elon Musk. Anyways, the point is, you can find us at Medium Cool Pod on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at mediumcoolpod@gmail.com. I have a lot to talk about, but first, here's some new interlude music. You see, how this is going to work from now on is I'm basically changing the format. If you've been on Instagram, you saw my post probably. If you're following us, again, Medium Cool Pod on Instagram. And I posted that there is a podcast update coming up here soon. That's what this is. And basically what I'm doing is I've talked about reformatting the show multiple times on here. And let me give you just a very brief background on why this has been difficult in the past. I've always wanted to do more than just have me talk. But what I find is when I rely on other people, and I'm not calling anybody out, I love all of my guests. I'm not even saying that this has anything to do with them. But there have been guests in the past, though, that, you know, it becomes difficult to rely on them. And so what I'm trying to do is eliminate the need for guests, but then I can also have guests. And that way, if a guest does end up canceling or something, the format of the show can still function and I can do it on my own. So basically what I want to do is I want to take... okay, hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself here. So the other thing is I don't have a lot of time. I've talked about this many times. Not only do I have a lot of interests, but quite frankly, we have a lot of family things going on. You know, I have work, and a lot of times I have to stay after work just to get stuff done because it's really busy. I want to say right now, but I feel like it's just always busy. So, you know, there's a lot going on, and I feel like if I could essentially control the schedule a bit more and a bit more efficiently, we'll be good. So if I don't have to rely on guests, I don't have to schedule around them, I don't have to worry about that. But I have other ways of bringing them into the show, and I'm going to save that for an episode. You'll see what I mean. So I'm still going to have guests. Joe's still going to be on. Matt's going to be on. Sam will come back. You know, I'll have Jake and JB and Matt Soucy and all those folks. They're all still going to be on the show. But what I want to do is I want to format this differently. But the way that I'm formatting it does basically make it more time for prep on my end. So I'm going to probably take another week or so to try to prep and get ahead. I may turn this into a bi-weekly, like every other week release to start, just to kind of get me rolling here. I may also do this in seasons. Now, how can I do that in a film podcast whenever you have new movies coming out and all this stuff? Well, that's another thing that I think I'm going to change and that I'm planning on changing. I'm going to focus on films mostly probably a decade before now and before. So really looking more at the film history side, the importance of certain films. Now we've been removed by a decade, at least, if not two, three, four, five, six decades, 100 years, who knows. And I can talk and tell the story of these movies and talk about the impact that we can see today. So, you know, maybe I talk about the really amazing story of the silent film, The Passion of Joan of Arc, which is one of my all-time favorite films, and I can talk about how that film was perceived to be lost to time until the 1950s, whenever they found a almost pristine reel in a mental asylum in like Argentina or something. All right, listen, I haven't done my research. I need to brush up on that, but it's something like that. It's crazy. The point is, I would need to do more research. I would probably write my notes a bit more strictly and not, you know, play with them as much, and just really try to give you guys basically make the content the quality I've always wanted it to be, but that I've never taken the time to get to or whatever, you know, because I always had guests. Or another thing too is when you have guests, like sometimes they don't prepare the same to the same level that you do, and there's nothing wrong with that. I love my guests, but some guests are like super prepared, or they can just totally wing it. Other guests aren't that. It's all over the place, folks. So yeah, I'm really trying to aim for quality here. I really want to get this to a point where I'm like really, really proud of it. So I'm working on some new music. I have taken all seasons off of the podcast, so you can still listen to all the episodes, but we're just going to continue with 128 coming up here soon, and we're going to do that. So how am I going to get the quality up? Well, the formatting of the show is going to change. My plan is to have a bit more of a structure to every episode, so we'll start with an intro, a little housekeeping, if there's anything to talk about, including maybe some new movies that I've seen. You know, I can talk about them a bit. And if there's something I'm really passionate about, I can do a bonus episode, or I can just lead in an episode with a quick review of some of these movies, or if I'm just really wanting to gush about something, you know, that's what the intro and the kind of housekeeping and general thoughts at the beginning would be. And then you'd get a cool, you know, interlude like this. And then I could talk about something like, you know, the history or the importance of the film, or, you know, basically talk about the production of the film and the filmmaker behind it and what is their story maybe. And what is, you know, all this cool film history stuff that could really give context to the movie that might make you want to go watch it or rewatch it. Talk about, like I said, the importance. What was important at the time, or was it important at the time? Maybe it didn't have the impact, like something like Citizen Kane didn't have the impact in the 40s that it later had in the 50s, especially once the Nouvelle Vague and all the French New Wave folks got a hold of it. And then, you know, it kind of, they really revered that movie, right? So I have a lot of information in my head. I need to brush up on some of it because it's been a while since I've talked about some of these things, because quite frankly, most of the time I just hang out and talk about movies with friends, and that's all the podcast is. But I think I would have a lot of fun with it. So you do a little history thing. You have another interlude, a little something like this. And then this is when I'd have guests, or I would have, you know, my personal thoughts on the film. Does the film hold up, especially if it's like especially older? You know, if I were to do something like The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, like, you know, does this movie hold up? How is it as a Western? Can newer audiences get into it? What, you know, who might like this? Who might enjoy this, etc. So I can talk about that. I can also have guests on and, you know, talk about the movies. We can argue about it. You know, Joe's probably going to be wrong when he comes on, stuff like that, you know. And so that's kind of the idea. But what's funny is a good friend of the show, Matthew Sosi, you know, he started listening to Medium Cool from the beginning. He'll send me messages sometimes. And one time, you know, he's listening to an episode on Cassavetes, and I was talking about Peter Falk, and I was talking about how Columbo is what made his career. And he sends me a message, and he's like, all right, wrong. This dude already had some, you know, major awards under his belt. And I was like, bro, okay, listen, he became a household name when he did Columbo. I'm not saying he was a nobody, right? But what Matthew Sosi has right, though, is, you know, sometimes I would say things that could be misleading. Quite frankly, sometimes I was just straight up wrong, probably, because I was just speaking off the top of my head because it was, you know, just me and a friend talking about movies. So I really want to put the work in. And like I said, that's where maybe some of the season type stuff could come in. And I also might even put out some episodes that would, the title of the episode would start, as Nerdsplaining. And that might not have anything to do with film. I may take an episode where I'm going to talk to somebody, about, video games and storytelling. And, you know, I might talk about, I don't know, wrestling. Like, I don't know. I don't plan to do that a lot. And it'd probably be a bonus episode if I had to guess. However, my point is I really want to, make this an interesting thing for listeners. And it seems like based on the feedback I've gotten, on recent episodes, that it's not like we're doing a bad job. People seem to dig it. People love the shout outs whenever they send me messages and I call them out and, you know, all that stuff. So it's a lot of fun. But just for me, just for my own fulfillment, since this is technically a hobby, it would be a lot of fun to you know, do something that I'm really, really proud of. And one of my favorite episodes that I've done is the film noir episode where I talk about a lot of movies. Now, I haven't listened to it in a while, but I'm mostly kind of projecting the feelings that I remember having then on this statement. So maybe it's not as good as I remember. I don't know. But I just remember loving that kind of film history thing and putting the work in. That took a while, actually, for me to put together. But for the stuff that I want to do, for example, the first thing that I plan to do is do a Paul Schrader kind of retrospective, look at a few of his films. Matthew Soucy is going to be a guest on some of those episodes as well. And we're going to talk about Paul Schrader. It's something I've wanted to do since Criterion put out the Paul Schrader collection on the Criterion channel. And before that goes away, I want to watch some of his movies, rewatch some of them, like Hardcore. I want to watch Mishima, A Life in Four Chapters, also Cat People, and then we would also watch Light Sleeper. I may watch Blue Collar, American Gigolo, Autofocus. There are like a few others I'm interested in seeing. I also haven't seen the Master, or just Master Gardener, or whatever it's called, which would complete what I perceive as kind of a newer trilogy of his movies, with First Reformed and The Card Counter being along with that, which I've seen both of those. I also might go back and look at some films I've talked about before, but give them this new treatment and really dig into them and talk about why they're important and be able to like prepare ahead of time so I can be a bit more articulate on why these things are good instead of rambling like I do. So again, not trying to be self-deprecating or anything. I love doing this. I love talking to people. I love the opportunities I've gotten. I love when companies email me and send me screeners and crap. It just makes me feel cool. It makes me feel good. And I want to keep doing it, but I also absolutely adore. It's one of my favorite things in the world whenever you guys interact with me and you send me stuff that you want to see. Of course, we did the episode with the Beast of War, where we had a person send that in and say, man, you got to cover this. I'd love to hear it. Also, someone asked us to do Godzilla Minus One. I think that's like super fun. I would love to hear that because we will take into consideration the things that you ask, but also keep in mind that this now will take me longer to prepare. So if you ask me to do something, I'll certainly take it into consideration, but it may have to kind of be shelved for a little bit until I have time to really give it its, the process, basically, have time for the process. So all that said, I'm really excited about this new format. Again, we're going to start with Paul Schrader. I'm going to start with a little bit of a retrospective on Paul Schrader, a little biography of sorts, and the history on Paul Schrader and his history as a writer and then a director and all of that. I'll talk a little bit about that, and then we'll start breaking down some of his movies. And I think with this format too, I might be able to actually keep every episode between 60 and 90 minutes. That's including everything, intro, outro, all of it. Even shorter at times if I could. I'd love to have shorter episodes if I could and just have more content. We're definitely going to be covering, like I said, Hardcore, Cat People, Mishima, Life in Four Chapters, and Light Sleeper. Those are definitely it. I may choose to do a couple of things, even some of his written works. He did, The Yakuza, if I remember correctly, and he also did Rolling Thunder. Of course, he did stuff like Raging Bull and Taxi Driver and, Bringing Out the Dead, the Scorsese collaborations. But, you know, thinking of some of the lesser discussed films like Rolling Thunder, and the Yakuza would be really, really fun to watch and in some cases rewatch and talk about. So I'm already rambling now. And if had I had this kind of written out in more detailed notes, it wouldn't be there. But right now I have the simplest notes ever because this is simply an update. And I hope that you guys will stick around and kind of be a part of this. Again, I don't know exactly what the future holds in terms of if I want to do bi-weekly or if I want to do seasons. If I did seasons, though, and if you have feelings, let me know. MediumCoolPod, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at MediumCoolPod@gmail.com. If you do stuff, if you send me a message on Facebook or Twitter, I will get it and I will respond. I just may not put a lot of time and content on those. I do focus on Instagram largely. But back to my point, if I did do seasonal, so I did like say I did season one, I would start that now and I would go through the end of the year and the season would end at the beginning of next year in January whenever we would do our top 10 films of 2024. Then we'd do honorable mentions and most anticipated of 2025. And then that would be the end until July or August or something, right? And then we'd pick it back up. And then that doesn't mean there would be no content between now and then. We just wouldn't have consistent episodes. So if you're following us, we might throw up some, bonus content or, you know, things like that. Or I might do some nerdsplaining episodes where it's not even really about movies on the off season, so to speak, you know, like we could do stuff with, I know so many musicians. I know professional wrestlers. I know video people in the video game industry, all kinds of stuff that would be a lot of fun to kind of do like a nerdsplaining side project of sorts for the podcast. So I don't know. I'm still tossing up some ideas, but one thing I do know is before September, so sometime at the end of this month of August, we are going to start the Pulse Raider thing. And I hope that goes well. I hope you guys are happy with it. I'm going to work on some new tunes, maybe. The interlude I keep using here is something that I've been working on today. So maybe I'll polish that a bit more as well. And we'll probably use some of the old tunes. I'll actually bring that in right now. But yeah, I really hope that this goes well. Stick around. I'm going to let the old music kind of play through for a minute, and then I will talk a little bit about, you know, other stuff, and then we'll finish up. You know, tonight my wife and I went and saw the horror movie Cuckoo, which here's the thing. It's not a terrible movie. It's also not great because, let me tell you why. The writing is fucking stupid by the end, okay? It's really dumb. But what pisses me off is a lot of horror movies, newer horror movies, are actually, like, competently made. Like, they make some really effective things. Barbarian had some effective stuff. Maxine had some effective stuff. What was that one? Anyways, there are a lot of movies that horror movies, literally everyone I can think of right now, has just a fucking stupid ending. It makes me so mad. The writing is always stupid these days, but, you know, they're becoming more and more effective. It's like they watched Hereditary and were like, I bet I could do that. And then, like, they don't know how to write or, like, establish that kind of atmosphere, but, like, they do it pretty well. Longlegs was this way for me, too, in that it just, like, falls short by the end. And that's exactly what Cuckoo was, and it bums me out. So anyways, I saw that. It's out now, though. I had a great time watching it. It's just afterwards I was kind of let down, and I hate that. I want to love all of these things. But Cuckoo's out now. Borderlands came out this week as well. I personally don't have any interest in that. But Alien Romulus comes out on August 16th, which I'm actually looking forward to. That should be pretty cool. The Crow comes out August 23rd, in case we're not back on the show yet. Let's see, when is Beetlejuice comes out September 6th. We'll be back by then, so I'll stop now. But there are some things coming out. Please remember, go watch movies. And if you want to get a head start, watch some Paul Schrader movies. You can start with Hardcore if you want. Really, really fun time. I say fun time. It's actually a really fucking sad and dark movie. But the point is, it's cool. But for now, keep an eye out for the new episodes. Join us, Medium Cool Pod, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, so you can stay up to date and all. Let me know if you have any questions. Other than that, good night, good luck, and take it easy.